It's never too late to learn the truth. I'm a redneck great-grandma and I'm 87. I didn't know about the fear of Yahweh until I heard Classic Redneck Radio. And I know it's true because it's in the scriptures. The Old Testament is alive and well, too. Thanks, Billy Redneck. Keep listening to Classic Redneck Radio.
His voice, and he will lead you to the paths of righteousness. Proverbs 6:23, the commandment is the lamp, and the Torah is the light. The fear of the Most High is the oil that makes the Torah illuminate. Now then, you can contact us by calling 877-289-7439 to receive a copy in a...
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Turn it up so I can hear. And Redneck Nana Sam is there as well, right?
Yes.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3. I have to open up the live call-in line, Sam. Open that up.
Go ahead, stretch the string a little tighter over there. Thank you. A little tighter. A little more to the left. Thank you.
Yeah, phone's hooked up, Sam. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Now, I said the Progresso soup can for tonight. Thank you. All right. We want full coverage across America with our live on-air line. Okay, here we go. It was a good day. It was a wonderful day. Thank you, Yahushua.
All right, we have a signal, 40 seconds before we go hot. Everything's good. Check the internet. Check Classic Redneck Radio, Sam. 33 seconds. Make sure we got a good signal there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Classic Redneck Radio.
Of the armies of Israel, shalom. We give all the praise and thanksgiving to the Most High for allowing us to broadcast to you, His children, and our brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening to ClassicRedneckRadio.com.
4, 3, 2, 1.
877-289.
When my heart is overwhelmed.
When life's feeling like it's gonna be a wipeout, then grab your helmet and fasten your seatbelt. Don't forget your fire suit, 'cause we're going home to mama. Do you know what I mean? Happy, happy. Your pickup truck and your Harley too. Bring out the farm tractor, 'cause we're gonna be plowing through. Yeah, Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Classic Redneck Radio. Sweet Classic Redneck Radio.
Hear the sound of the seven trumpets of Yahushua. This is Classic Redneck Radio. Hailing out on 3215 shortwave radio. Torch of the Earth, every night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm your brother Billy. I bear witness of the Spirit of Truth, power from on high, and shortwave is no longer short on truth. Stay tuned to this live broadcast filled with information that is, in fact, life and death. Watch out. The mark of the beast is here. They're going to tighten the noose, the electronic straitjacket, your photograph on your driver's license, your signature, your voice print.
The storm is raging and
Save our souls
fear of the Most High is clean. Happy is the man who feareth him always. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is the Torah. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their reviling. Thank you for tuning in this evening. There's no mistake that you tuned into this live broadcast of Classic Redneck Radio, where we study words to the root meaning of words and also understand there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but it leads definitely to death and destruction. I asked Sam to see if our Classic Redneck Radio live on-air audio feed is working. She said that she couldn't pick it up. Sam, do you copy me?
I copy you, and it was not working, but both are working now.
All right. Thank you so very much. All right. So tonight we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. We'll cover a little bit of Brett Kavanaugh, a little bit of that. And we'll be covering the Mark of the Beast again and what's transpiring there and how you're helping. And thank you for your declarations of oil. Absolutely had some hope-filled, cheerful breakthroughs for the religious photo exemption concerning the Mark of the Beast. There are some movements that the Almighty is doing. And, wow, whew, it gave me a hope that was very, very thread-like prior there, too. It was a red thread of hope. Now it's a rope of hope. Redneck, now Sam.
That's
now,
beautiful.
We study words here at Classic Redneck Radio. Of course, Redneck comes from 1638 in a village called Kirkyard. Scottish, Irish, English got together. Sick and tired of the lying Vatican and the Queen of England, the monarchy, I mean, the kingdom, monarchy of England. Yeah, the Queen over there now, yeah. Anyway, in 1638, they wrote a Scottish National Covenant, which was a type of indictment. And they were framing this document in the eyes and ears of the creator of heaven and earth. And this indictment, if you could read it, the Scottish National Covenant, you want to find it and read it. We'll get you a copy if you'd like to. Call us at 877-289-7439. We'll get you a copy. But these fellows were from the Presbytery, and they were nobles, peasants, and pastors in the village called Kirkyard in Edinburgh. And Edinburgh still to this day has the actual throne of David. It's a humble throne, and it's there, and the Queen of England has it, and no one will sit on it, not even her. But yet the Almighty said he will not cease to have a man sitting on the throne of David. Now, these men, very brave men, in 1638, Irish, English, Scottish, I'm getting to a point about this that you're going to find out tonight. They took red ribbons after they signed their names, some of them in the neck of the document, the Scottish National Covenant. They signed it. They signed their names in their own blood. And then they took red ribbons, put around their necks, and called themselves the Redneck Freedom Fighters. They're the Presbytery. And just like Donald Trump is Scottish from the Presbytery, and Donald Trump's family name, in some of his family, the last name is Christ. Anointed One is what that means. Now, what's really interesting is you know how I feel about Jesuits. You know that they invented the Jesus word, the letter J, to get you to gnash your teeth. And if you read the Jesuit extreme oath, it'll make you throw up. You will definitely throw up if you find out what Jesuits do and what they say and what the oath is. And they will lie through their teeth. Now, with all that being said, the word Brett, as in Brett Kavanaugh, Brett comes from the word covenant or British, Britannia, covenant. And Kavanaugh is Gaelic, Irish, Scottish. And the Jesuits, remember I talked about it last evening? I talked about, you know, Kavanaugh being, you know, Jesuit trained Catholic, you know, Georgetown. Because I listen to AM radio when I wake up first, second, third, and fourth watch in the night. And I heard them say, excuse me, that as far as Brett Kavanaugh is concerned, they are denouncing him. They don't want anything to do with him. As the Jesuits, they said, do not want anything to do with him anymore. Redneck, now Sam. Sam, can you see any pattern here? Can you see a fabric forming here, Sam? Can you see this, ladies and gentlemen? Can you see this? Why we're redneck freedom fighters, why it's classic redneck radio, and why the Almighty took the redneck freedom fighters of 1638. And the word kirk would be kind of like your word church, but church comes from the word Circes. The witch is called Circes. And the word church comes from Circes, the witch who sacrificed swine on her altar, turned men into swine. That's why the prodigal son's story includes swine, because the word church is a caca word. Now, it may not, you know, the intentions of the word church, we understand that. But when you understand the bride has no guile from her mouth and Christ had no guile from his mouth, then you understand why you want to clean up your mouth. You want to wash your mouth out with fuller soap. So you go and you look at the redneck freedom fighters, the village kirk, that was assembly place. Kirk in Gaelic and Scottish and Irish, it means an assembly place, like a holy, you know, Kodesh, set apart assembly place, kirk. And so the Almighty in 1638 took these men as he's going to take the bride out of slavery, out of Mitzrayim, Egypt, out of the system, out of the birth certificates, out of the Social Security, out of all of it. He moved the redneck freedom fighters, as well as the hillbillies, the ones who were the Jacobites who helped Billy Redneck, Prince William of Orange, through the whole 1600s. So many incredible things happened starting in 1600 itself with the little ownership contract that started with the East Indian Trading Company and all the way up through 1698, 1699. The hill folk, the Jacobites, the 12 tribes of Jacob, came and fought and helped Prince William, which was called Billy Redneck. And that's where the word hillbilly comes from, and redneck comes from 1638. And they all were caused to be moved. They were moved to form the Southern Bible Belt, the redneck freedom fighters and the hillbillies. And the word billy comes from a type of can, sort of a can with a lid, with a handle, and it would, you know, the pioneers would use it to transport mutton and water in the bottom of a ship. They'd come across the ocean and they would use it in New Zealand and Australia and in America, and the pioneer children would use it to bring their lunch to school, to the one-room schoolhouse, in a billy can. And that's why you have the Waltzing Matilda song with, you know, the billy boil. They would take the billy can and they would put it on a fire and they would wait for the mutton stew to boil. And it was mutton stew. Real important information. The Bible talks about following the man who has the pitcher of water. He will take you up to a higher understanding. That's what I'm here for. To bring you to a higher understanding, to restore all things, to make a way where there was no way in your understanding. In other words, to restore all things, to give understanding to Scripture, to show you the future, to fight for you, to guard for your souls, to equip the saints, to perfect the saints, to show them how to hear the voice of the Creator, to get back to the foundation of America, which was the fear of the Almighty. And the word America is comprised of two ancient words, Amer and Rica, which means kingdom heaven. 50 states in America. There will never be more than 50. That's why Mr. Trump is not letting Puerto Rico become the state, because there will never be more than 50. There was 50 golden rings that held up the veil of the temple. 10 curtains made up the veil, and America was founded on the Old Testament law, and the Ten Commandments are categories like filing cabinet drawers. You open up the first commandment, and there's files in there. That's the rest of the Old Testament law concerning that topic. Second commandment, you open up that file drawer, and then you open up the files inside, and it tells you everything in the Old Testament Torah, instructions, or teaching. The Old Testament law is the five books of the Torah, the five books of the Bible, which are called the five wise virgins. But you're foolish, and you got rid of the Old Testament. Not knowing the Old Testament unlocks the New Testament, and the New Testament is chock full of prophecy, every inch of it. Even talking about the prodigal son, in the church is the pig pen. That's what he's referring to in the prodigal son story. That he's sorry he stopped doing the commandments of his father. That he's in the pig pen. He's eating the scraps from the pigs, and he wants to go home. The servants got it better off than, and what is he referring to in the prodigal son story? It's end time prophecy. What is better? The churches have no supernatural power. And he's saying, my father's servants have more power than this. This is nothing. So you have Laodicean churches, which are naked, blind, leading the blind. They don't even know that the mark of the beast is your photograph on your driver's license, which is now morphing into, and your birth certificate, bond trust, your soul print on the document, which is being used to buy and sell your being on the stock market. Every one of you are owned by the Vatican, the Queen of England. I don't care what religion you are. All these things are true. Look it up yourself. Birth certificate, bond, trust. It's a fact. Now, the devil took your soul print in 1933. It started off, and you became the collateral for the treasury money. And only 6,000 family members. Listen to me clearly. There's a handful of families, and the total amount, summation of all those family members, they sort of keep their breeding within themselves. There's only 6,000 of them compared to 7 billion. 6,000 dudes are controlling you and owning you and telling you that you have to be having a hearing about Mr. Brett Kavanaugh. All of a sudden, there's a hearing about Brett Kavanaugh about 36 years ago, 37 years ago. This, and this happened. And while these sons of bitches are there doing this hearing, what hypocrisy! They get on a damn plane and they get groped and assaulted by the TSA. And grandma at 90 years old has to put her hand down her diapers. And then if they don't like you, they'll take you in a room. And if you're a woman, they'll have women feel you up. What the hell's wrong with you, America? Now here's what they're going to do to you next. I'm going to stand up in the radio room because this is serious. That's what the devil did, because we're not fighting flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal. They are spiritual. The devil does up-close fighting with fiery darts, and we are given from our tongue, which is called the bow, life and death, blessings and curses from the mouth. We have arrows. We can take care of problems anywhere in the realm of heaven and earth. Bind and loose. So what's the devil done to y'all? Look what the son bitch did. I don't care if you're a little bit upset because I said one of your booger words. Every day of the week is a demonic name, and you love those seven hills of the harlot. And some of the months are demon names. So don't get upset. Offenses must come, saith Christ. So what's the deal? I'm standing up because the righteous will stand in the end of days. Well, they put the TSA in the airports. They did the 911 false attack, although it's in the Bible that it was going to happen. It's prophesied. And Devarim, the fifth book of Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 49, 50, and 51, talks about 9/11. So what did they do? They tell you all the boogeyman is that, you know, this whole TSA thing in the airports hasn't done anything for safety at all. Zip, nada. What do? They're blaming Kavanaugh, and here they are groping all the people. And so the people don't want to be groped. They don't want to be in front of a radiation machine to look, you know, like, you know, what's under your clothing. They don't want to do that either. So what is the devil doing? He got you believing that the mark of the beast is a chip under your skin, which is a damnable lie. The chip has nothing to do with an image. The Bible says in Revelation, he causes all small, great, rich, and poor to make an image. That's a voluntary thing. Make an image and give it to the beast, the computer, the artificial intelligence, false prophet. And then you got to worship the image of the beast, which means when you gave your image away for the driver's license, now you got to do what DMV says. And you surrender your rights, and they stop you and can pull you out of your car and take your car away because of what? Gotta have that driver's license to register your car. And when you get a title, you turn ownership over to the state you live in. And they can pull you out of that car and tow it away. Impound, forfeiture, all that stuff. Well, look at what they're doing now. I got the 2020 Real ID coming up. Definitely mark of the beast. Measurement of your face, 666. Biometric measurement, iris scan, signature. The Old Testament says, make no signature, no oath to no man. Christ told you to only do oral contracts. Your yes be yes, your no be no. But you believe the preachers. Remember the ones, the prodigal son story? Remember them? Remember that one? Eating scraps? Here's what Hasatan got you doing. Because there aren't any watchmen on the wall, really. They're not really watchmen on the wall. He says in the Bible, in the end of days, they're dumb dogs that cannot bark. He says they're there for filthy lucre's sake. He says their mouths must be stopped. And the Almighty's going to do it. He's going to shut the electric off. Now, I'm here to give you hope. Tonight, I'm going to give you some hope. So now let's talk about the airports, the crappy lie of all the governments, all the states, all 50 states. Have to have the real ID with the chip inside of it and the holographic photograph. And it's all tied into banking and your credit and your criminal record, your health record and your military record. What you buy and sell is all tied to that photograph at the DMV now. Well, here's what they did. They groped you. The Kavanaugh, they've been groping you for real in the damn airports. Now the airports are moving to the real ID, but they're groping you. And now the devil's offering you, well, if you get the real ID and surrender your biometric image, iris scan, and sign your name here, you don't have to be groped anymore. Now, is that some type of, is that a form of extortion or something? What is that? It's like a rapist coming in your house through the window, and he's about to rape you, and he says, "Now I can do this the easy way or the hard way. What would you like? You tell me. I'm the government. I'm going to offer you to be groped, or I'm going to offer you the easy way to get raped. But either way, you got to do this voluntarily." See, that's the point. You're doing it voluntarily because of what the Bible says. My people are destroyed for ignorance, which is the number one killer in the world, for lack of knowledge, which means ignorance. You are being destroyed because none of you preachers have, you know, testicles. David had them. And he ran towards tyranny with five polished stones. David had some stones. The five gemstones from the brook of Eliahu were put in a ram scrotum sack, in case you don't know, the slingshot of David. A ram scrotum sack with two lambskin lanyards attached to it. And he put the first gemstone in a little pouch. He had the other four. The five gemstones represent the books of Torah, the five wise virgins. Hebrews 8, in Christ, the law is written on the tables of your hearts and minds. Now, you ought to damn well know the law right now, shouldn't you? Why the hell didn't you stop this real ID? Because you're penny-waste Girly men in suits with the sword of the devil's money system. Mammon is a demon name, in case you didn't know that. Love of mammon. So the preachers wear the suit with the tie of the devil, the sword of the devil. Well, why didn't you stop the Real ID Act? I've been beating it back since it started in 05 with Mr. Bush. Remember him? He said he loved Jesus Christ. Yeah. Him and Dick Cheney. Yeah. You believe that? So, you can get groped, or by 2020, you can't fly at all unless you have the Real ID. But right now, if you get the Real ID voluntarily before the big rush is what they're advertising at the Department of Motor Vehicles, if you'll get in now before the big rush, they have special places you can go in the airport and you don't have to be groped anymore. You're now owned by the devil. So I made it easier for you to get raped now. Your soul, your entire book of life name has been removed into Laodicean, which is the blind leading the blind. You're naked. There's no privacy anymore. The blind are leading the blind. You've all fallen in the ditch. And here's the problem you have. It says that if you don't repent right now and fight this Real ID Act, if you don't do it right now, here's the consequences in big letters, red letters, in the book of Revelation. Here's what it says. The Almighty, yes, Christ, the King of Kings, and our Father will vomit your name out of the book of life. He is the book of life. Christ is the book of life. He is the tree of life. He is the wisdom, the counsel, the understanding, the power from on high, the only begotten Son, the great physician, Yahweh Rafika, my healer, Yahweh Yara, my provider, the government's on his shoulders. He's going to vomit your name out of him, cast out into outer darkness. Your words matter. You'll be weeping and wailing in Jesuit Jesus, gnashing your teeth. Darkness, easily described in the Bible. What fellowship hath light with darkness? How do we describe light? Christ is the light. We are the light. We're the light on the hill. You can't put a bushel on top of us. What does it say? Proverbs 6, chapter 6, verse 23. The commandment is the lamp, and the law of God is the light. Now you know why the covenant in Hebrews 8 in the blood of the Lamb says he writes his laws in the tables of your hearts and minds. And out of your mouth speaks the abundance of your heart. Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. The fear of the Lord, Isaiah 33:6. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure. Now why aren't you speaking about the fear every second? Because that's the everlasting good news that Christ told you to preach from the rooftops in Matthew chapter 10. I'm waiting for you to digest this and think about it. Because I'm going to ask you tonight to do some things for your children and your grandchildren to beat back the enemy a little bit more, to give you a little space of time to repent in. To help your nation to eradicate swampsters, swamp monsters in your state, in your county, in your township, in your school board. The spirit of lying, where evil is good and good is evil. It's rampant. They teach you how to lie. What is a politician? What is it? A liar. Poly means many, tick means bloodsuckers. They take the life from you. You ask them a question, they avoid. They go to college to learn how to avoid answering you truthfully. Why the hell did you let them do this? Where the hell are you preachers, you prophets, evangelists, apostles, teachers? What about you? Why didn't you stop them? Where's your power from on high? Why did you put your picture on the website? Why do you put the picture of people on the website? What do you do that for? We don't need to look at your bald heads. Your bald spot on your heads. You failed the house of Yisrael America. Now then, hear this. Fight with all you have to beat back the real ID. It is the mark of the beast. Causes all small, great, rich, and poor, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation to make an image, voluntarily make an image, and hand it over to the beast. It's not an image of the beast. It is an image of you. And you damn well hand it over. And you let him measure your face, which is the number of a man. And each man's face and each woman's face and each child's face is totally unique, like a fingerprint, like DNA. And the computer measures your face. It's an 18-point measurement. And you are screwed, blued, and tattooed. You're going to be fastened to sin so tightly. And you're blue because you're dead. And you're tattooed because you gave away your photograph. And they're going to put cameras everywhere. They have them, billions and billions of cameras. And they're all made to identify you. And they know when you bought your last roll of toilet paper, what happened with your blood pressure last week, how much oil you bought for your furnace. They know how much fuel is in your car right now, what kind of food is in your refrigerator, what kind of underwear you buy 65 feet before you enter a Walmart. They already know about your credit rating, criminal rating, your tax records, your health records, and what kind of stuff you bought last week and what kind of magazines you read. What is on your television set and what you watch on television? They want to know everything about you. And they will do electronic money right soon after the 2020 Real ID is fully implemented. Right now, they're moving at a fast train pace, like a big old freight train. And you won't be able to fly. Who gives a damn? But they're going to put it on state lines. You won't be able to go across state lines. The cops are putting the equipment in the cars. And if they see five heads sticking up from the seats of the vehicle, the camera will instantly do the facial recognition. And if someone in the car is not being recognized by the all-seeing eye of the beast camera and the false prophet, they have probable cause because you signed your name on the driver's license to obey their laws that are too grievous to bear. Because the policeman is a policyholder of the crooked Treasury Corporation of the Vatican system in the corporate Vatican court systems of America. It's all Vatican. And the policemen, who is our brothers and our sisters, thinking they do right because no one warned them. It wasn't in the Billy Graham literature at the crusade. And they're going to think they do right unto you. And stop you and say, where are your papers? Step out of the car, please. The computer doesn't recognize you. Please stand in front of the camera. That's going to be the policeman's body camera. The all-seeing eye of Horus on the dollar bill on top of the pyramid. And then there'll be a tone. No one even knows this. I'm prophesying the future. There'll be a tone. And the tone will tell the policeman whether you're naughty or nice. And if he gets the special tone, the beast says you're safe and it's all right, but the computer is now tabulating. And then he will take your iris scan at the same time, your facial recognition. They'll ask you your DOB, your date of birth, because everything's attached to that footprint which Christ warned you in the upper room when he washed the feet of the disciples. He said you wouldn't understand this. Why I have to wash your feet until the end of days. because your footprint at the hospital was the collateralization of the dollar bills with the serial number matching your birth certificate bond trust name when they copywrote your name and trade you on the stock market, as Nehemiah prophesied, in the end of days, men's souls will be bought and sold. Oh, I can go on for hours if you'd like, but I'm going to warn you, I'm going to tell you how you can help. We need every man on deck, all hands on deck. Certainly for the next 4 weeks and way beyond. We've been fighting this issue for religious exemption for a long time. As I mentioned to you before, we have a young lady who's a Hebrew young lady. Can prove better than an Amish, better than a Mennonite, better than a Jew, that she keeps the Torah, refuses to do photographs. She applied for the religious exemption in the state of New York. Oh, boy, I'd love to tell you the soap opera there. Now hear this. Yahweh is with us. He's not against us. I'm going to need everybody in the state of New York. Keep your head screwed on right. Don't do anything without getting edumacated. Do not do anything without getting educated. We got 30 days. For you to help yourselves if you live in the New York State. There's only two states left with a religious exemption for photography. Pennsylvania and New York. And the governor, because this young Hebrew lady, woman, is so squeaky clean. Yahweh's telling me to hold my tongue. Let's just say there's a war going on. Let's just say it's very serious. Let's just say we got them. Now, Yahweh's instructed me to contact a man. I don't know much about him. I had Sam investigate him just before the broadcast because things are moving real fast. The guy's name is Larry, what's his last name again, Sam?
Sharp.
Sharp, yes, thank you. Larry Sharp. Investigate him very quickly in the Ruach HaKadosh. I know things because Yahweh tells you a man's heart. We're going to contact him. It's on the Libertarian Party. Now, we fight to win. Never, never have I lost a battle. And so what we're going to do, this guy is, he wants to repeal the SAFE Act. He wants to stop income taxes in the state of New York. He wants to do medical marijuana. He wants to let the counties be their own governing body and not have the state rule over them. And he's against the electronic straitjacket that's coming. I mean, you can't make this up. This is incredible. So we're going to, by the will of Yahweh, we're going to join forces with this man. He's running to move for governor to get Andrew Cuomo out. This is a moment where a miracle can happen. Now, if we just sit here on our gluteus maximuses and do nothing, you lose. You move, well, faith without works is dead. You move now. You go now. I don't care if there's 30 days left. My daddy can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Matt. I have won battles in the last seconds of time for the people of America. Never lost a battle. When you're a man of Yahweh and you fight for the sheeple, he gets behind you. Because the greatest amongst you will keep the Torah, and teach men to keep the Torah, Matthew chapter 5, and the greatest amongst you will be a servant to all the rest. It's not about this messenger. I don't need to have you come to some damn Morton building in the South to keep Feast of Tabernacles with me. I need you to hear God's voice so that you can have a communion with him and he can teach you and write his Torah on the tables of your hearts and teach you his calendar and feed you manna that nobody knows about, hidden manna, so you can trade with other laborers, because the harvest of hidden manna is it's plentiful. You got to find each other and trade in the goods. You know, somebody has two, you trade with another guy has two, and you end up with four. It's an exponential growth beyond what you could ever do in any church every crappy venerable worshiping the sunshine day. Yesterday I was so bummed out, man. The wall was so damn thick. Your declarations work, man. I'm grateful to Yahweh for you. You got some oil out there, man. You can tell it's filling me up. That young lady fighting for all of you, believing in the blood of the Lamb. She said she's not quitting. She's going right out front for you. I'm so grateful to Yahweh for all of you. You keep sending that oil my way. And help me in every way you can. I'm going to need people ready on a telephone to get on a computer to make calls, who know what they're doing, when to do it, how to do it, type a letter. I'm going to need you. Now, don't hang around me if you're going to be a nosy buddy. I don't need you. This is life and death. If you want to play church games, go to John Hagee or Jimmy Baker down there in Branson, Missouri. Go see those boys. Go sit over there with them and be on television. Send your money to Israel, the inventors of the cell phone. And G5 and all that. Oh, yeah, the chip in your hand is the cell phone. And it says in Revelation it's in both hands. The mark in the forehead is your signature on the driver's license with the photograph. You're texting. They use both hands to worship the image of the beast. They bow down to that damn thing. Wherever you go, man. They're worshiping that damn screen. You know it's true. You're waiting for some guy to pop up with a red suit with a pitchfork. And we got to make a picture of him. That's not what Revelation says. It doesn't say there's a chip under your skin. The mark of the beast is in your hand. If I give you a $20 gold piece, it's not under your skin. It's in your hand. What's in your hand, son? Oh, I got a worm, Mom. What's in your hand, son? What's in your hand? The Bible, the Torah. So, you've been lied to, you've been bamboozled. Bible says my people are destroyed, perishing for lack of knowledge. Now it's time to repent and do again, he says, the first works, America. What made you wise on salvation? The fear of the Lord is wisdom, Job 28:28. What made you wise? What made you blessed? The fear of the Almighty, the keeping of his commandments, and hell, hot, hot, hot. And Christ told you to shout the fear of the Lord from the rooftops, Matthew 10. In the end of days, this is what you're supposed to do. But seems like Billy Redneck's the only one that does it all the time.
The last day prophet of God. Let's play Alexander Scorby.
How about I cry with a ram's horn? How about I bring out the 10-string harp, huh? Where's yours? Where's yours? Where's yours? Oh, you got an organ. Oh, excuse me. Oh, where's yours? Oh, I see a synthesizer. I see electric guitar. I see drums. Oh, there's a stage in your church. Oh, you're Pentecostal. Oh, okay. We go there and we watch you. Oh, it's a concert. Excuse me. It's a concert. Excuse me. Concert. No. When I play an instrument of praise, it's to the Creator. It's not to please you. Don't you know our 10-string harps? Going into captivity, we wouldn't play it for anybody else. Sorry. They said, you know, why don't you play your harps and want to see how you play them, you know? No. We refuse to be entertainment. We hung our harps on the willows at the rivers of Babylon. We take them out when it's time for war. Not for show. Show. That's why we call this a broadcast. We broadcast word seed. It's not a show. We can kick gluteus maximus together right now because Yahweh's going ahead of us. You can put the fear and the dread on all the land. And this Mr. Sharp, Larry Sharp, by the will of Yahweh only, this could be a change. And all we need is one of the 50 states to have one of Yahweh's, like Trump, in position to recognize anyone who will not break the second commandment and make an image, a carved image or likeness of anything. And we sure the hell in the second commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 20, it tells you not to bow down and worship an image. So first of all, you give your image away to the driver's license, DMV. And then he tells you, don't do that in the second commandment. Don't do that. Then he says, don't bow down. The word bow there means to obey them. You obeyed them. You did what they wanted instead of saying, hell no. You're our servants in the government. You will do what we say. We're the kings. You know who the preachers were? They were helping their secretary, you know, after hours, plan out the bedroom suite in the plane in case they have to go on a long trip together. You know how that works. Yeah. And that's because they want to grope on the plane, I think. It's my imagination. They want to grope on the plane, you know, rather than because they have their private plane. They don't have to go through the TSA and get groped there. So the preachers are smart. They have their own plane. See, they can do what they want to do on their plane. See, $60 million. With $60 million, ladies and gentlemen, you and I could beat back this demon in a heartbeat. But wait, there's more. We don't need all that. We have the fear of Yahweh. And he says he will put the fear and the dread of us and him upon all the land and all the men. And be a rearward guard, man. He says no enemy shall come nigh unto you when you fear him and dwell in the secret place of the Most High. No enemy. No pestilence. Dwell in the secret place. The fear of the Lord is his secret. He makes his covenant known unto them. That's Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 140, Psalm 91, right? There it is. Dwell in the secret place. Then verse 14 of Psalm 91 says, all that kicks in when you fear his name. Verse 14 says all that, what was it for in the scripture? Psalm 91, it says all that kicks in because you have known the proper pronunciation of his name. And when you say hallelujah, that's a Hebrew word. And it's not a praise word. Hallelujah is not a praise word. It is a commandment to you to pronounce his name correctly. Look it up in the dictionary yourself before you sit there and curse your soul. Because by your words you'll be condemned, by your words you'll be justified. What comes out of a man or a woman's mouth defiles them. So don't talk against the truth I'm giving you. I'm your brother, I'm here to guard for your souls, and I've been doing it for a long time. You want to join with me? Get in the fight? He's with us and not against us. Going to be doing some things up there in the state of New York. I'll be calling you, brethren, for a conference call soon enough. Be on alert. I'm going to be calling you. We're going to counsel together, and we're going to go, 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 go. Your lives depend upon it. Pennsylvania is the only other state, and they have 18 questions that are so terrible, so invasive, so intrusive about your privacy, your privacy. I mean, so bad. They know you can't answer them. All right. Thank you for considering and digesting what I've told you. This food is really good meat in due season. Sam, give us a quick survey, please, of whatever you put together for this evening, and then I want to play a little bit of something else with Google.
Surely will, Brother Billy. Just you had mentioned Kavanaugh. President Trump, of course, ordered the FBI today to reopen the background check into Brett Kavanaugh, and they will take another week to do that. Talking about all the biometrics happening in New York and the bridges, they had some very strange technology in the last year and a half, and all these things were being put up at the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge, Queens, Midtown, Brooklyn Battery Tunnels. It's all facial recognition, all surveillance being deployed in the city. Now, the airports, they expect 3/4 of the airports in the United States by 2023 to have all biometrics. Facebook announced a major breach. They didn't sell their information this time. They got hacked. 50 million users got hacked. Big, huge thing in security again, artificial intelligence, of course. There's a new camera. It's the same camera, actually, that Amazon has given to the police departments. This is a facial recognition AI camera. They want to put it in the schools. It's called a crime prevention camera. They say it can automatically recognize guns. It can automatically call appropriate parties. It can automatically lock doors. It can automatically do a whole lot of things. They call it Athena, which they say is the god of protection, Brother Billy.
And god of wisdom, too. God of wisdom, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Artificial intelligence also being called a game changer to help save lives of, they say, the most vulnerable people in the world. Of course, Microsoft is saying this because what they're doing now with artificial intelligence, gee, guess what, Billy? They're going to start predicting disasters and famine. I guess maybe that's before they decide to put one there.
Well, hey, we can control the weather with the spirit of Yahweh. I mean, it's so easy to do because it's not our power. We don't do this by our power or might. By the spirit of truth, we do all things. We follow the spirit of truth. And truth in the Bible is clearly described as the Old Testament law. It's right in your Bible. And he says you worship him in spirit and truth. You use the law to worship him because obedience is better than sacrifice. And he died and removed the death penalty from the Old Testament law. He was a living, breathing, walking law. Full of the blood, which is the fear of his Father, and the mystery of Christ is he didn't sin. Sin is transgression of the law. How do you stop yourself from sinning, America? You fear God, and you won't do it. My daddy will kill me. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make a picture for your damn license. Now, wait a minute. We study words here at Classic Redneck Radio. 7 minutes left in the broadcast. Right in front of all these damn preachers' faces. Right in front of the people. Right in front of you. Biometric. Bio means life. Metric means numbers. The number of a man, 666, the measurement of your face. You're in deep trouble. That's why Paul said, stay away from idolatry. In the Greek, it means photograph, like this facsimile. God said in the Bible, Yahweh said in the Bible, make no similitude of a man or woman. That interprets photographs. The Bible actually says in Isaiah, destroy the pictures of the enemy. You know how that's going to happen? Solar flares, turning the lights out. Because the devil built his house on the electronic silicon sand chip. And when you find out you've been screwed, blued, and tattooed, the cell phones will be thrown in the streets because they're soldered with silver. The silver will be thrown in the streets. And the gold will be as filth. It takes a gold thread inside of the silicon IC sand chip that controls all of you, contains all of the privacy. All of your information is inside the chip in your cell phone and your computers. And one day when you wake up and smell the coffee, you're going to throw those damn hell cell phones in the streets of commerce. You can be in the woods and say, I don't want this damn thing anymore. The silver be thrown in the streets of commerce. Why? Oh, if you don't get this next one, you're dumb as a box of rocks. That's why he said your last ditch attempt to prove to Christ you mean it. It's called the guillotine. Why did he choose the guillotine to you for you to prove your love? Because 144,000 don't go to guillotines. Nobody can touch us. No guile from our mouth. Why the guillotine? Because you gave away your damn headshot, stupid. The Bible also calls you sottish, not Scottish. Sot, not D-T, sottish. Stupid. Hosea, my people are destroyed, America, for ignorance, for lack of knowledge. They perish. They're like sheep every day going to the slaughter. The watchmen are dumb dogs that cannot bark. Their mouths must be stopped. They're there for filthy lucre's sake. That's my daddy's words. You better watch out. He's judging right now all through America. He's judging right now because I was judged recently. And I know it started in the house of Yahweh first. And it's coming like a wave. I'd watch what I was saying. That's a fact.
On Judge Kavanaugh and his three-ring circus of accusers that now stand in the way of his confirmation, Google executives has seized up the opportunity to commit crimes so horrible, so disturbing, that they would turn your stomach inside out. What am I talking about? Well, during the same